message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Acts chapter 2 verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Is that what your Bible says? They continued daily, and the Lord added to them daily. They continued daily, and the Lord added to them daily. So in the next, this week and next week, I'll be preaching on soul winning made easy. Soul winning made easy. I want to make it so easy for you by the grace of God. And so today we are looking at what is a habit, that actually how to form the habit of soul winning. They continued daily, and the Lord added to them daily. They continued daily, and the Lord added daily. They continued daily, and the Lord added to them daily. I want you to know that God answers to what you do. God answers to what you do. God answers to your prayers. He answers to your worship. He answers to your offering. Deep calls unto deep. So what you do, what you sow is what you get with God. If we give, it will be given to us, the Bible says. If we call upon him, he will answer us, the Bible says. So whatever you continue to do will continue to answer to you. So there is power in continuity. There is power in continuity. Today we are going to look at how to form the habit of soul winning. What is a habit? What is a habit? A habit is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially that is hard to give up. I say that again. Remember we said you should bring a book and write, because you will forget everything. Like when they were doing the review this morning, I forgot almost everything I said last Sunday. It was just refreshing. By the way, media, that was fantastic. That was beautiful. Yeah, please clap for them. I like the pictures as was they were saying things, the different pictures. That was really nice. Well done, everybody, honestly. Yes, everybody, well done. So it is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially that is hard to give up. So a habit is a practice, it's a routine, it's a way, it's a pattern. In the next 30 years, we want soul winning to become a settled, regular practice in Family Worship Center that is hard to give up. We want evangelism to become a settled, regular practice. Settled, regular practice. Settled, regular practice that is hard to give up. For example, a lot of us, coming to church is hard to give up. Tithing is hard to give up. If you remove praying in tongues in my life, I won't pray. There will be no prayer. Because if I pray for 1 hour, I pray in my understanding in English for 1 minute or 2 minutes. So for some of us, praying in the spirit is hard to give up. And I'm trusting God that evangelism and soul winning will be hard to give up very soon in our church. That it will be hard for you to not go out to evangelize. Just like it is almost impossible for some of us to come to church without an offering. It can't even happen. So a day is going to come when we will wake up and it will be unusual, abnormal. It will sound very uncomfortable to not go out to evangelize. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so I kept hearing during the week what to say. Because when I finish preaching today, I'll start listening to the Holy Spirit for next Sunday. Because I don't want to copy notes from years. I have preached a lot in this church that I can actually just lift up something from somewhere and copy and paste and come and tell you. But I don't want to do that. I want to always bring a word from the Lord. And the whole week I kept feeling, how can we make soul winning a habit? How do we do it? How can we learn to make soul winning a habit? My desire and prayer in this season of our 30th anniversary is that we will all become fishers of men. Like the captain of a ship, I want to steer this ministry to the direction of soul winning and leave it on cruise control there till Jesus comes. So we have already mastered the art of loving one another, mastered the art of care group, still mastering the art of loving God. I want to steer the whole ship. If you look at these big ships that cruise ships, you see them turn slowly because they are very heavy. So they turn slowly. I want us to turn completely as a ministry to face the direction of evangelism and soul winning and stay there till Jesus comes. Somebody help me say amen. I also desire that soul winning will become a habit to all of us. So I found five scientifically proven ways of forming a habit. I found out that it takes more than 21 days to form a habit. I was surprised as I read and studied. It was one guy who did a research on a few people and settled that it was that a habit took 21 days to form, but it's not true. It's not true to form a habit in 21 days. It is now agreed that it takes at least 66 days to 254 days to form a habit. That is about 8 months. It takes about 8 months. So if you try to form a habit in 21 days and failed and gave up, don't give up, pick it up again and start. You have an eight month period of grace to do it. And even after the 8 months, it depends on the person's behavior and the circumstances around the person. So if in 8 months you are not going out, you are not doing what you need to do, you will not become a soul winner. If you want to give up a habit and you don't stay with it and stay with it and stay with it, and if you don't continue, you will not form that habit and you will not give up that habit. In other words, if we set our expectation appropriately, it will probably take us anywhere between 2 to 8 months to build this new habit of soul winning. But with the help of the Holy Spirit and with a lot of prayer, I believe we can do it faster. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Forming a habit is a process. It's not an event. It's a process. Therefore, the first step for all of us is to accept the fact that soul winning is going to be a process. I have finally just accepted the fact that people will not just start evangelizing like that. It will take a while. And to have to be patient and keep saying it and keep saying it and keep teaching it and teaching it until it becomes our way of life. Because it is the most important thing that God requires from us, we will have to stay on it until everybody gets in on it. So the first thing I want us to accept is that it's a process. Our evangelism is going to be a process. We getting used to it is going to be a process. And all of us must sign in. Nobody must be left behind. So like I've been saying over the months, that evangelism is not a calling and it's not a gift. It is a command from the Lord. It is a command from the Lord for all of us. If you're born again, you're supposed to be an evangelist. Praise the Lord. So it's a command that we must obey. And like they say, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with what? One step. And it is also said that we are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. So I am an avid, addicted churchgoer because I repeatedly go to church. I've been going to church now for over 50 years. So I'm a churchgoer. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I'm an avid giver. So excellence in soul winning is a habit that will take us some time. But when we build that good habit, we will no longer be afraid. We will no longer be intimidated. We will no longer be apprehensive. We will just go. When a habit becomes a habit, you are no longer afraid of any temptation because you have trained yourself. There are some certain things that can never tempt me. Nothing can tempt me to eat my tithe. Nothing can tempt me to not come to church. Nothing can tempt me to sleep with a man that is not my husband because I have trained myself in that. So when you train yourself in evangelism, you overcome it, you conquer it, and nothing can defeat you. Nothing can make you not evangelize. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's a good habit. So these are the 5 steps to form a habit. Number 1, set specific goals. Number 2, put number 2 for me. I told them to put it. Number 2, create a detailed cue-based plan, and I'll explain that. Create a detailed cue-based plan. Number 3, make it fun. Number four, foster flexibility. Number five, find the right kind of social support. So what is our number one? The number one says, set a specific goal. What is our goal? Our goal is soul winning. It is fulfilling God's mandate of kingdom expansion. And I want you to get this point. The way you define a goal is important. For instance, if your goal is to lose weight, you have to define why that is important to you. You have to define the importance of that goal. Okay, take this thing off so that they can listen to me, because this point I'm making is important. Thank you. Look at me now. You will get the 5 point, because it's the 5 points I'm explaining now. The importance you ascribe to a goal is going to determine how serious you are to deal with it. So, in setting a specific goal, you have to define how important that goal it is to you. For us, soul winning is not an option, it's not a game, it's not a joke, it's a command. It's an instruction from God. So we must do it. The reason why you have been failing in your goal is because you have not defined the importance of it. If the importance of your losing weight is just for fashion, after a while you'll be tired and you will give it up. But if it is for your heart, so that you don't die, you don't drop dead, you will ascribe more importance to it. Do you understand the point? So it depends on the importance you ascribe to any goal for it to succeed. And for us, evangelism is a serious matter. It is the matter with God. And so we must ascribe that importance to it so that we devote the attention and time we need on it. So evangelism is a command, it's an instruction, and we must carry it out. It is the reason why we are here. It is the purpose for our creation. It is the reason for which we are saved. We were saved for evangelism. We were saved to bring somebody else into the kingdom. And like Paul said, it is a necessity, which if we don't fulfill, we are doomed. He said, woe is me. And soul winning determines whether we are wise or foolish. Isn't that amazing? It determines whether we are wise or foolish. So, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. It says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament or the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So, you will know you are a wise person if you are winning souls. If you are not winning souls according to scriptures, you are not wise. So it's foolishness not to evangelize. So if all our Christianity has just been praying in tongues, wearing clothes, coming to church, giving tithe, making confession, we are still foolish. Wise Christians win souls to Jesus, because that is what will last forever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Soul winning is our singular most important focus. And therefore, we must be desperate to acquire the habit. So number A in that B part, define the importance of the habit. Number B, set specific goals. Like this year, we have 5 souls. We are winning 5 souls by December. So that is the first point, is to set a specific goal. And the goal will be determined by how serious you define that thing. Number two, create a detailed cue-based plan. Create a detailed cue-based plan. Scientists have proven that you will make progress towards your goal if you decide what to do to reach that goal, when and how regular to do it, where you will do it, how you will get to that goal. I'll say that again. That science, this is from research and from doing research on different groups, they have settled that for you to make progress towards your goal, you have to decide the following. A, what to do to reach that goal. B, when and how regular to do it. C, where you will do it. 4, how you will get to that goal. So a cue plan is simply that you set up in place the signal. You set up in place something that signals you to make you do what you have decided. For instance, I had this, after coming back from Otter, from Canaan Land 2 or 3 weeks ago, I made a decision. I wanted to change the habit of my evening. And that is how a lot of us spend our evenings. We come back, we eat, we rest, and then we get on our phones. we begin to scroll. If I'm talking about your life, raise up your hand. Don't lie. Very good. Very good. Even Princess Didi. So that is good. That encourages me. So I decided I'm not going to do that anymore. I decided that as a pastor, I'm going to use 2 hours every evening to study. And I did it throughout this week. Now, after eating, After eating, I am tired. I just want to laze and just watch from Arise to this person to that. I like to follow events. But I decided, no, it will not help me. So I started reading on habits, how to form a good habit. And I went down every day. The one day I didn't go, I was feeling sickly, but I sat on my bed and studied. So what I told myself is, number one, I have to go downstairs and enter my study. So that is the how and the where. Number two, I have to study a book or listen to something or learn something. And then I put a specific time, 2 hours. Now, some days I stayed there for more than 2 hours. I stayed for 3 hours. But see, if you do not do that with the goal, you will not make it. Did you hear me? So you have to, a cube, something that kills you. Now I know that, and I'm beginning to be happy. The next thing is to start my yoga. Now I don't do the normal yoga. I do exercise yoga. It makes me strong. I know that I need to strengthen my lower back. So I've been gathering momentum to do it. And I know I just stopped somebody's Christianity there. Don't worry, I don't do the yoga you think. My yoga is just exercise. Somebody just direct me, move here, move there, and I go home. When they say, do like this, I say, no, I don't do like that. I'm a Christian. I pray in tongues, okay? So that should give you peace. Every time I do yoga, if I begin to do yoga in 1 week, I'll be strong. I will jump more here. You'll be shocked. So that is another goal. But let me master this one that I'm praying for. Let me be going downstairs first, you know? So, and in evangelism, it has to be that, okay? Just follow me. Breathe in, breathe my yoga in, let it out. I know somebody has argued with me and argued. I said, please, did you see that I don't come to church? I don't, what? No, my yoga does not, you don't touch my spirit. Just stretch my body for me. Okay, where was I? Cue plan is simply what you will set in place to signal you or make you do what that thing. So for instance, rather than saying, listen to me, this is where evangelism comes in. Rather than saying, I'm going to win 5 souls by December, you will break it down and say, I will win 2 souls a month or 1 soul every 2 weeks. I will go out on Wednesday after work and I will spend 2 hours or I will spend 1.5 hours that day. I will send each one I get to DTS immediately. Therefore, by July or latest August, I would have gotten my 5 souls. And by December, all of them would have finished DTS. Can you see that it's a cue plan? So now you have something to cue you. You have the month of, you have a timeline to get all your people saved. You have a timeline to get them to DTS because DTS is 16 weeks. 16 weeks is how many months? 4 months. So you need to start now. And then you say, I'm going to do this. And then you have a plan to take everyone, you get born again, you take them to DTS. And then I will take them, make sure they are in a care group, and I will make sure they come to prayer meeting on Friday. That is the process. It's not easy. But see, you have a plan to get it done. If you don't do that, you won't succeed. Are you understanding me? So all the above are a cue-based plan. So you put the plan in place, and you put the plan on a calendar. By so doing, you will begin to anticipate every activity. It deals with procrastination. So if you know that by July I need to get 2 souls in or 3 souls, because if your target is to get everybody saved by August so that they will finish DTS by December, you have something to motivate you. Now you know that you have Wednesday, you have set out Wednesday or Saturday or any day you choose, and you are going to do 1.5 hours. It's planned. So that any day you don't do it, you know you are doing something wrong. Like these days now, there is no way I can spend a whole evening before I sleep without going downstairs. Because I have cued it in, and it has become an irritant even in my body. I know that I need to go down. Is anybody learning anything? So the reason why that thing you've been wanting to do has not succeeded is because you have not cued it. You have not planned it. You have not put it on the calendar to do it. Am I helping anybody? Good. Number 3, make soul winning fun. You say, Pastor, how can soul winning be fun? It can be fun. How? you find a way to make it fun. For instance, if you say, I'm going to win 3 men and 2 women, or I'm going to target 3 teenagers, or I'm going to win whatever. So you make it fun for yourself. Today, I want a tall, fair woman. Tomorrow, I want a dark, handsome man. Or I'm going to look for a very short, stubborn man, and I will pick. So you make it exciting for you, okay? That is not boring. You said, I'm going to look for a babe, a sophisticated, wherever a babe with a Louis Vuitton bag, whether it's China made or whatever, I'm going to look for her. And then you target her. Anybody hears what I'm saying? So you make it fun for yourself. And then you decide, you know what? I'm going to wear a yellow dress today. I'm going to wear a purple dress. Don't just go out. Don't just make it bland. Make it exciting. I'm going to dress. I'm going to target a yuppie person. And so you dress like a yuppie. You can decide to kick your hat back, or you can decide to roll your jeans. Do something fun. Make it fun for yourself. Use different hooks and different methods for different people. Take along with you some gifts some days. Can I tell you one powerful evangelism tool? Ego. Money. Put some money in your pocket. Solve somebody's problem. People are in need. And everybody is just looking for somebody who cares. Somebody who will listen to me. Somebody who will help me. I need help. So you are a helper. So you think of different things to do to make it exciting. You don't just go every day with your long Christian face without pomade or whatever. You know, You dress up, but not dress up to wear like I started last Sunday, and I'm not going to continue this Sunday. I'm going to set aside a Sunday for that one of these days, and I will really fight with everybody. May the Lord bring us to that day. Amen. Pray for me to pass that point, that I don't enter that hole today. But you dress well. Dress in such a way that the person wants to listen to you. Smell good. Brush your teeth. Please. Bloss and floss your teeth. 90% of us, our mouth smell. I say 90. In fact, even that 90, I'm generous. 95. You say, Pastor, it's true. And I'm sure somebody just say, Pastor, say it again, because I'm about to die where I'm sitting right now. So make it fun. Don't do the same thing all the time. Science has shown that you are likely to stick with something you enjoy. And repetition is the key to habit formation. So if you are not enjoying the thing, you can't repeat it. So make it enjoyable. And there's nothing more enjoyable than bringing a soul to Jesus. Try the first one and see. And try another one. Deacon Chris, you're welcome. Try another one. Try. If you make soul winning a lifestyle, you will be a happy person all the time. It will become an addiction. There is no sweeter addiction than the addiction of getting people saved. So make it fun. Amen? Make it fun. And if you pray, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. The Holy Spirit is interested in this, and He will help you. Create a reward for yourself each time you win a soul. That is all under the making it fun. Do something for yourself. Celebrate it. Do something you love and enjoy. They call it temptation bonding. B-U-N-D-I-N-G. Temptation bonding. Something that, because you like to do that thing, you say, if I do, like for me now, I'll say, if I am able to do my 2 hours, then I can come and watch 1 hour of my, I like to watch little children on these reels. I watch them and you will hear me laughing by myself at 1 o'clock. So I must go and do the work first. Then I can enjoy a little something. Do you understand that you reward yourself after you have done the evangelism? It keeps going. For instance, when the disciples came back from evangelism and they were sharing their testimony, demons were subject. I cast one demon, one stupid demon, another one. They were talking. And Jesus said, okay, come, let's go for a picnic. Do you understand? If you don't reward yourself, you will not enjoy it. It is not work all the time. So after every soul you win, celebrate. And celebrate in a way that makes you happy. Number 4, foster flexibility. Foster flexibility. Deliberately insert variability into the routine. Try different ways. Do different things. Successful habit building relies on frequently repeating a behavior, and if the routine is brittle or difficult, you will not follow through. So you have to be flexible. Sometimes you will win, sometimes you will not win. Sometimes you will succeed, sometimes you will not succeed. So, and if you don't succeed, go home. At least you went out. Go home and relax. And think of, what did I do wrong? What didn't I do right? Why did I fail? And then go back and try again. But be flexible with yourself. Don't die because somebody, you preach to somebody and they didn't get saved. No. Go home and try again. If it doesn't work, plan, go home, pray, learn from what you want, what went wrong, fix it. Evangelism is a marathon, not a relay. It's a lifetime event, so be flexible. If you fail this week, rest and go out again. Be patient. So be flexible. If you cannot go out this week, just make sure you go out next week. If you did not go out this month, go out next month. But don't make not going out become a habit. It's easier to form bad habits than good habits. So fight it. Number 5, find the right kind of social support. Good habits are contagious. That is why testimonies are very important. If you are succeeding in evangelism, you must share it. Because as you share it, you remove the fear from people. You show people what, there are some people that are just gifted to evangelize. Somebody like Auntie Comfort Sarah Ruwa, she just can preach anywhere at any time. Somebody like Bola, they can just preach, you know. Hang out with people like that. Monica came and told us how she started going out. Hang out with people who do it because their habit will be contagious to you. Amen? So those of you who are gifted evangelists, come and share your testimony. Anytime you win a soul, tell us how you do it. It will encourage somebody. In your testimony is somebody else's testimony. Somebody say amen. Amen. In your success is somebody else's success. So let us share our testimonies. Hook up with people who are evangelists and soul winning and who are already succeeding. You see, Jesus sent the people 2 by 2. So research also shows that finding people to socialize with and emulate, and emulating those who have already accomplished what you are trying to do, can make a world of difference. So going forward, we are going to keep teaching and showing you how to go about this assignment of soul winning. We already have platforms to make it easy for you to engage by asking you to invite people. Invite people. Invite somebody to care group. Invite somebody to prayer meeting. Some of you, for the life of you cannot preach jack, because even you save, they never finish saving you. So, but you can invite somebody. You can say, let's go to church. You can invite them to prayer meeting. You can invite them to Sunday service. And in the process, they can get born again. And if they do, you now take over the work of taking them to DTS, paying for their transportation to come to work and to come to church and all of that. We are also on social media. We are going to now start using our platforms for evangelism. Don't be writing rubbish on your platforms. Use your display, your WhatsApp stories, to tell your testimony, to share what the Lord has done for you. It will surprise you. People will call you and ask you. Tell them how you started your business. Share any success story on your pages, rather than posing and showing clothes and all rubbish. Tell people, I made 500,000 naira and this is how I did it. Of course, people will flood you. Give me this, give me that. No, I'm not giving you anything. I can show you how to get it. I can teach you. Use your platform constructively for the gospel. And it will pay you better. Amen? 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 Don't put clothes and all, except of course if you are selling them. And those of you who are selling things, who don't sell your wares, but you'll be fighting people on it, you surprise me. You will use a whole WhatsApp story to be speaking indirectly to somebody. All of you who hate me, God will punish you. Why don't you put all the things you are selling? So that if you get 10,000 every day, times 30 days, that's a lot of money. And you stand there and say, I don't care whether you look at me with bad eye or not, it does not matter. Rubbish. Stop using your platforms for nonsense talk. And stop preaching nonsense preaching that does not help anybody. There are some of the preaching you are preaching is actually indirect speech to somebody. Stop it. Sell something or sell Jesus Christ. That is what the platform must be. If we flood our WhatsApp stories and Instagram and all with the message of Jesus Christ, something will happen. Can I have an amen with somebody? So in this method, it's indirect, but you are preaching. You do not preach directly, but you bring them to us and we get them saved. So, but you now do the work of taking them to DTS, to care group and membership. Also going forward, all ministries and departments in Family Worship Center will now engage in soul winning as a group. If you are a leader here, let me see your hand. You are a leader, please stand up. Every leader, even if you lead only your family. No, but I meant leaders in church. Hallelujah. We are an army. There are a lot of us here. So stay with me. Just stand and be listening to what I'm saying. Going forward, every ministry head will lead his or her people out on certain days you choose. You will group your people. This group are going to this section of the town. This group are going to this section. This group, this section. And you are saying two by two. Woman and woman will go out. Man and man will go out. That's how Jesus did it. Go? So we're going to organize our people. Care group leaders, everybody. Week one. Put week one up for me. Starting from June. These groups. You are going out week one to evangelize. Intercessory ministry. Treasury. Media. And care group. Care group deacons is that one. It's not just care group. So every care group deacon, you are going out to evangelism, just the deacons, no members. Intercessory, treasury, week one of June, week one of July, week one of August, week one of September, of October, November, December, until it becomes a habit. So if you're in any of those ministries and you have written down, you can sit down. Good. Week two. MEC, worship team, sanctuary keepers, and PMC. You will go out on evangelism. Week two. If you're in that group, sit down. You will find people who stood up who don't have any ministry. Week three, Ministry of Helps, Youth Church, that's the youth and the teachers, missions, and care group coordinators. You will go out on evangelism week two. Week three, Ministry of Helps, Youth Church, missions, and care group coordinators. If you're in any of those, sit down. Week four, DTS, membership, children's church, care group leaders, and FMI staff. Week four. Where's drama? I put them somewhere. Bola, where did I put them? Huh? Peace and reconciliation. Is there a committee like that? I didn't know. It's a new ministry. Okay, drama. Brian, Patrick, which week do you want? Choose any week. Week two. Drama ministry week two. Please put them there. I'm sorry I missed you. No, I wanted to put RFA, but I thought that every other person will fit into the care group system. Please fit into the care group system. So every care group member is on week four. Care group leaders and members. Week four. Did I cover everybody? Peace and reconciliation. I'll talk in week three. Week three. If we left your group, please let us know. We will put you. What? What? Board of Trustees. The Bible says we should seek God in the days of our youth. Put up that scripture. Let me show them from the Bible. that after a while we will do it at will. We will do it only because Bishop Oyedepo still does it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Put it up, let me see what it says. Verse 1. Wicked people. Remember now your creator in the days of your youth. Before these board of trustees are in difficult days. Who is that wicked person? Come here. You will evangelize week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, week 5. You will evangelize for every board of trustee member. Please clap for him. Before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when they say, I have no pleasure in them. But this board of trustees, we still have energy. So we'll be going out. Amen. Clap your hands. So evangelism should be in your neighborhood, in the neighborhood you live in, and in your care group neighborhood. The days for evangelism are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or any other day of your convenience. And seize every opportunity to add people into the kingdom of God. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must walk the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can walk. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as we are in the world, we are the light of the world. John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Wilson, come and help me pray. Let us pray for that God will help us catch the fire, that God will help us form the habit, and that God will help us to start. That God, starting is the problem. If you can just start. And this morning we are going to pray. The Bible says that the house of God is a house of prayer. So we have prayed 3 times today and I'm excited about it. Let us pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.